Fire Flight by John J. Nance. Prologue, Grand Cayman Island, October 2002. Misty Ryan slapped the cheap ceramic figurine back on the shelf and moved as quickly as she could between the racks of loud shirts and skimpy bathing suits toward the front of the overcrowded tourist trap. She pressed her nose to the glass, straining to catch another glimpse of the face she'd seen moments before passing by on the street. It absolutely couldn't have been Jeff Mays, she told herself, or could it? Jeff was supposed to be back in California finishing the fire season in the cockpit of his 4-engine air tanker. No way would he be in the Caymans. No way. But then, she couldn't mistake those craggy features, that loping gait. It had to be him, or the non-existent angelic twin she was always kidding him about having, or she was losing it. Misty felt her pulse accelerate to a rising rhythm of anger and excitement as she stood on tiptoes in her sandals and looked up and down the street. Wait a minute. Could he have flown here to surprise me? It was a wonderful thought, but she knew better. Such a plan would never occur to Jeff Mays, since it would inevitably involve a spontaneous thought about her pleasure. Not that he didn't care about her happiness. 12 tumultuous and exciting years together had welded the reality into her brain that Jeff truly loved her with as much of his heart as he could spare for such feelings. But surprising her was not in his Martian-like programming. Jeff had always waited for females to please him, the very reason he'd been alone for so many years before Misty decided to tolerate his tomcattish self-indulgence in return for the good things being with him could bring, whatever those were. She couldn't quite recall any benefits just now. Misty ignored an offended snort from a heavy-set woman she'd apparently shoved aside, maneuvered quickly around the kitschy displays, and ran out the front door onto the sidewalk in time to see a lanky male disappearing around the corner some 40 feet distant. "Damn it! Jeff! Jeff, wait up!" she yelled. Whoever it was.